It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, we're excited, team, that we're heading in the right direction. You got a talented roster, it's going to be talented for a long period of time.
Yeah, I think you should support the Bears. They got wonderful colors. They got guys like DJ, Keenan, Rome, and Tyreek, and Tez, Montez, and all these amazing people, but amazing athletes. And Jalen Johnson, I can keep going. Torrey Taylor, the Aussie. I can keep going. You know, we're on the way up in the progress.
Well, they'd be part of the best fan base in the world if they join the Chicago Bear fan base. So that's number one. You know, we're a team on the rise. You know, so I think it's a good time to be a Bear fan and join us.
And as we continue to grow, you know, and start making deeper runs into the postseason, I think it's going to be a team that everyone's going to follow. I've been a part of an organization that you moved around the country and the world. You did not see that logo much at all, and now you see it everywhere. So now we want to be on that same path.
Because we the best team out there. One of the original teams, maybe the original team. We're here. We're going to bring a lot of energy and stuff, so and hopefully we'll win.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
Charter franchise of the NFL, absolutely the original team. That's totally fine. That's a question that the Bears were asked quite a bit in London today, is why should the international fans be rooting for them in this game? This is a fun conversation. Lou Kanellis was there for it. You can watch Lou on Fox 32. He's the lead sports anchor there. A longtime friend of the station, especially considering their studios are literally across the street from ours. Hey, Lou.
What's happening, Lawrence?
Hello, Lou Kanellis. Looking forward to being
there.
What's up, buddy?
What's up, Matt?
I'll be part of your the 5 p.m. show on Fox on Sunday. Looking forward to hanging out and being part of that. Are you going to be asleep by then? In terms of the time difference, Lou, to your knowledge?
Are you kidding me? I'm in. My body clock is adjusting. I'm in London where things don't get started till 9 o'clock.
So there you go.
We'll see. There it is right there. So what do you think is interesting about this trip that the Bears are taking? Because I gotta tell you, so you're always working and travel messes with you. Why did the Bears decide to do it this way instead of maybe waiting until Thursday to leave for London?
Well, I think for two reasons, Lawrence. And it's a really good question. And number one, I think that truly they feel, even though there's really no history that shows that it's better off for the team to fly out, if you look at past records of teams that have played in these games in London, there's really no proof out there that says, well, if you fly out on Monday, you have a better chance of winning on Sunday. Having said that, every player I talk to, so I talked to Keenan Allen, Cole Kmet, I talked to Coach Eberflus today, and everyone felt like today the body was back to normal. Kevin Byard, who I do on talk to every Tuesday. So I got the, what's it called? Harbury Manor is where they're staying, which is about 35 miles outside of central London. And I got there early this morning so I could get together with Byard, because yesterday we were supposed to talk, and he wasn't feeling well. So when we got together today, I said, are you feeling okay? He goes, oh, yeah, yeah. Yesterday, it just really hit me. So I think that, and for anyone that's traveled internationally, you know how the body clock is. So it took them all a day to feel physically okay. So that then today they had a good workout, really a walkthrough. But tomorrow, And Friday, they'll truly have a workout. That's number one, Lawrence. Number two, I truly believe that coach wants these players to enjoy London as well. A bunch of guys got out last night. Cole Kmet told me he was going out again tonight. He wants them to experience the chance to see London. Kevin Byard's played in this series, the international series, three times. Absolutely loves the city. And when you have veterans like that telling the younger guys, hey, this is something you'll never forget. It's more than just football. It's seeing another part of the world. I truly believe that that was a huge factor in this team being happy that they're here. They really want to go to Madrid next year because, you know, the international series moves to Madrid next year.
Wow, and the Bears ownership embracing the brand, getting some play over there in Europe. I kind of love it. All right, so Hanbury Manor, where the Bears are staying, that's that land has been owned by that family and those people since the year 1500. The house was built in 1890. That was the new house, the new grand house. What? How was it to be on the grounds over there at Hanbury Manor to talk to the Bears, Luke and Ellis?
I'll tell you what, Speaks, you really have to appreciate English architecture. And not only was it bought and purchased and owned by the family you discussed, do you know that the man that owned the estate, the grounds, is an English cardinal and author named Reginald Pole? So everywhere you walk on the grounds, there are street signs that say Poles, named after Ryan Poles, of course, right? It's spectacular. I think it's beautiful. It's, like I said, 35 miles outside of central London. If you're a fan listening and you think you're going to go see the Bears, you've got no shot. It's a fortress, and there is more security than you could ever imagine. And it takes 2 hours to get there. So why blow 2 hours going way out to only be told at the gate, turn around and go back to where you came from?
You're more Mr. Worldwide than Pitbull, Lou. Like, you've been to a lot of places across the globe. With the bye week coming up and you working like 18 hours on game days, are you just going to stick around after this is over?
You know what, Lawrence? I'm not. I miss my daughter. I miss my wife. I'm going back home after the game. I was fortunate that I spent some time in Greece this past summer. So I've done the international trip for the year, and I'll come back. I do regret, you know, my wife will tell you that she asked if she could come with, and I yelled at her and told her no because I had work to do. And I regret her not being alongside, because if you have not been to London, this city is spectacular.
What have you seen, Lou? I saw some video of you and Cassie in front of the bridge. Is that London Bridge? Was it falling down? These are the questions.
I was at London Bridge and it was falling down. I saw the Tower of London. I'll go to Big Ben tomorrow. I can't wait because I've never... So I came out here, guys, in 2011 when the Bears were here, and I remember a lot of it, but I did not go to St. Paul Cathedral. I can't wait to go there. And then, listen, here, one of my favorite parts of this trip is on Friday night, Cassie Carlson and I are going to tape Bears Blitz that airs on Fox 32 Chicago at 8:30. And we're doing it at the Greenwood Sports Pub, which is party central for Bears fans. The Bears, the organization, is putting its flag there. This is where all Bears fans will congregate. Alumni will be there. Pina Tillman, Zach Miller, a bunch of the players will be signing autographs. We're doing our show there, and that's on Friday night. I can't wait to have some pints with Bears fans.
God, I hope there are some Bobs there. Hope there are some, you know, just hardcore, dyed-in-the-wool.
Grabowskis?
Yeah, I hope we got some of those. I mean, there'll be some on the field, as we know, but I hope we got some.
I also think it's interesting because of the legacy of the Bears in London going back 40 years, that there are a bunch of people who live there that have adopted the Bears. And so I know that Jacksonville, that this is their second home now, But I expect it to be raucous for Bears fans, not who travel, but folks who actually live there.
Lawrence, you could not be more right. I'll tell you what. Just walking through the streets yesterday when I was in central London shooting, people are wearing it. It's almost like, oh, my team is in town, and now I'm wearing my uniform. I'm wearing my Ditka sweater. They have come out with the Bears gear, and obviously it will get there will be more and more over the next couple of days as fans make their way into town. But Kevin Warren referenced it today when he talked to the media. He said that there are 40 million Bears fans around the world, and I think it will be a decided home field advantage for the Bears on Sunday.
Lou, we really appreciate you stepping out of dinner to talk with us, man. And thanks so much for painting a really cool picture over there in London. Have fun, be safe, and get home to your family when it's all done.
Thanks, boys. Always a pleasure to talk to you. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Lou. There have been 36 regular season games in London, and Eberflus kind of referred to some of the data, and it wasn't as conclusive.
I don't know if there's really if there's enough to say one way or the other.
19 times teams arrived on different days. 19 times out of the 36, and of those 19. The team that arrived earlier won 12 of the 19. That doesn't really do a lot for you just in that. I suppose you could, you know, look at some of the data within those 12 of the 19 games. We've got the Bears last time. They went in 2019. Matt Nagy got there. They practiced at Halas Hall on Wednesday and Thursday, took a Thursday night flight, had one practice in London on the Fridays. As you mentioned the other day, Lawrence, Jacksonville's always there.
Yeah.
They've played 11 games in their 10 trips to London in the last decade. They were there twice last year, won both their games there last year.
Will be there twice this year.
Right. Because Shad Khan is trying to establish that extended footing out there for Jacksonville.
Let me ask you guys this, and we'll go around the room here, and if the mob wants to play along, feel free to.
Good. Well, because Shane really didn't enjoy my London Bridge question. You know,
he did not.
Yeah, he put his head in his hands. He shook his head in his hands.
I just think we're bigger than that. We're better than that.
I'm right here.
That was right there
I'm clearly not better than that. Deal with it.
Can I ask you?
I think you're better than that.
Before I ask the other question that I had written down, can I just say that this is why I do appreciate working with Chris Tannehill again, is because I have already tired of London Calling being the only piece of music that is used for describing teams going over to play. I think it's so rote and so hacked. Like, I hate it. So
that's a music song by The Clash. If anybody, tell Danny. Somebody call Danny and tell him it's by The Clash.
So the fact that Tanny brought us back with Fergie's London Bridges, I thought was really dope. Because you can play around with it and do some other stuff.
Yeah, I knew Speaks was going to ask the question, too, so it was like a little, you know, breadcrumb there. And also, at the top of the hour, came back with some Oasis underneath the, you know, Wide Roof for the Bears thing. Oasis, very much in the news.
Anybody fancy some lasagna?
Oasis is going to be at Soldier Field next August, too, right?
They are. Well, we'll see.
Right, you're right. If the brothers don't fight, then...
I don't trust Noel and Liam to stay together that long again.
It's a problem. So here's the original question that I wanted to ask you guys. Because you heard what Lou said about the players wanting to go to Madrid, and we've had a game now in Brazil. Obviously, London is a big thing. Germany is a big thing. If we gave you the discretionary income to be able to go to an international game and you would get to choose where the game is played, where would you want to go and what would you want to see?
Give it to me again. Bears anywhere
and you get to go.
Damn.
Internationally, where would you want to go?
I mean,
and if the answer is London, London.
No, hell no. I mean, there's a lot of places I haven't been internationally that I kick myself for not having been. Like, I want to go to Japan to go see the Cubs next year because I've never been to Japan.
Shane, but GoFundMe.
We'll get a GoFundMe going for you right now. What's it like, $5,000?
Maybe Bleacher Jeff can bring me. I'd love to see Bleacher Jeff get to go. It's a lovely man.
He did. They hit the mark.
They hit the mark? He's going?
I can't believe you didn't see how mad people on the internet are about it.
I saw that they were mad about it even as a beginning idea. I didn't realize he got there.
Yeah, he got there.
Good for him.
Congratulations.
Is it fair to say like a football game would ruin any international travel experience? Like, do I have to go to the game?
Yes.
If we could say, hey, the game's going to be there, but you don't have to go to it.
No, Tanny, you got to go to the game. All right. The game is the hook. This isn't just right, a one, boondoggle.
One quarter, and then I can leave?
No, you got to stay. You got to stay.
Seriously,
for the whole thing.
Can you imagine like traveling across the world? Hey, let's go to Spain. You want to go to a bullfight? Nope, I'd rather go see the Bears play.
Well, the next place, you know, if I get a chance to travel internationally, the wife and I, maybe even our kid, don't know if she's old enough yet to like go through and really appreciate the international experience. I've been wanting to go to Italy my whole life, so I would love to make that a destination.
Shane, you just travel internationally.
Yeah, I mean, I've got two. So recency bias, I would love to see a football game in the mountains where the white houses are in Greece, like carved into the Mediterranean, like right in the Mediterranean.
Oh, you got to build a stadium there, too. Taddy wants to go to Italy. They can just play in the Colosseum. Yeah, There's enough of it left.
I'm assuming that we're building a football field wherever we go. And then my top one, though, next to the hot springs in Iceland.
Oh, I think that would be like, so cool.
A football game in Reykjavik would be incredible. And that from here is a very cheap 5-6 hour flight.
That's
and their hot dogs are supposed to be incredible.
That's a great choice, Shane.
Hot dogs of Iceland?
Reykjavik. Yeah.
That's a really great choice because you know people wouldn't even think of it as like a destination to go to.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It's a shorter flight than going to London.
You just blew my mind with that one because like if I'm always thinking like tropical. Like, that would be the fun thing. Like, I always loved when they actually had the Popeye's Bahamas Bowl. That, to me, just struck me as perfection.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
Football, chicken, and the Bahamas.
Well,
Let's go.
How about college hoops in Maui? Like, Lahaina. And I know Lahaina is trying to do a rebuild after the devastation that found its way there within the last couple of years. But, I mean, yes, yeah, so something like that in terms of the tropical. But, yeah, Reykjavik sounds awesome.
Reykjavik. I think that's the winner. I called it a DePaul tournament in the Virgin Islands. And I was like, man, this is really tremendous. It really opened up, but a football game in Iceland would be so dope.
I think Boog does college hoops in the Bahamas every year, and they do that event.
It's a good choice.
That's how he kicks off his college hoop season.
Fairly easy to get to and from in the Bahamas. And
I've always wanted to go to the Galapagos Islands and see the different stages of evolution there. Can they put a football stadium there?
No.
No,
I feel like that would probably be the encroachment on nature there.
So?
Probably you don't want to do it.
Yeah, that's probably true.
But I mean, you start looking at some of the other places, like them going to Brazil, and there are problems in Brazil with like the condition of the field. The guys were slipping and sliding all over the place there. But the idea of opening up South America. Maybe a game in Colombia, maybe a game in Venezuela.
I've never been to Spain, and the wife and I are talking about trying to make Spain happen. So Madrid, I mean, sounds pretty great.
I think there should be a franchise in Mexico City, but that's just me. Like, if they're looking to expand.
Could they, like, play a game in the ancient ruins down there in Riviera Maya, with where they actually used to, like, you know, sacrifice people in the name of sport, you know?
Better not.
Tanny, I'm really with you, though, when I stop and pause and think about it. This all sounds ridiculous to add football to. I mean, I love football, but if like we don't need to impose our ugly Americanism on these incredible locales, do we? Yeah. I mean, it's kind of what we do.
Like,
it's kind of our thing.
Like, to be honest, it's the Bears, yeah, so you're watching, but you're probably watching from a bar in the neighborhood. Like, I don't need to go to the stadium. Like, I would love to experience it with the locals because most of the people that you're going to be surrounded by at the game are most likely people coming from America.
And look, the places that we have named outside of Iceland, there's huge soccer matches in Madrid.
Yeah.
Okay. So
those stadiums are there for you.
Yeah. There's a lot of places where the same thing with Italy and their Serie A there. So like there are some of these places have stuff that's already built in and you just have to tap into it. But I do love that the expansion will allow us to kind of think. I've really enjoyed the games in Monterrey or Mexico City. Like Mexico City to me it would be the perfect place to put a franchise.
Mexico City, unbelievably thriving food scene these days. For foodies and for culinary delights, my brother, who's the chef, says it's like an incredibly awesome food scene these days.
Now, you are going to have to deal with some issues that you have to deal with when you're in Denver, and even worse, because I think Mexico City is 7,500 feet above sea level. So, you know, those 68, 69-yard field goals got a shot there. The points go up there for sure.
It's kind of like the 61-yarder I tried in Tecmo the other day.
What were you thinking?
It's 1993.
Kickers can't do that back then, even in video games.
They barely can now. But they can now, at least. Yeah, I had no business trying that. No, I like this as a concept. Like, where would you attach the travel to? You know, it's one of the beautiful things about the Field of Dreams game, and then the game in Alabama. That Rickwood game was just incredible.
Well, then let me add one of my favorite international cities, NFL game in Montreal. Let's go. You talk about a place where you can have a great time.
You love it there.
That's where you'll find me.
Is Mark Trestman going to be there?
Maybe. That's where you'll find me when I'm done with the industry or the industry is done with me.
Well, you could call Canadian Football League games up there.
CFL is a lot of fun.
Yeah, the Alouettes, to Shane's point. That's where Trestman, he dominated. He dominated up there. It's when Phil Emery said, "That's my guy."
I gotta see if I can go see the Blackhawks up there. That's really the only place you can see them. I kid. The people in the comments are not kidding, though. Not our comments. Dude, our comments are fine.
When Jay Zawoski yesterday told us that a lot of the CHGO fans get confused and think that they're CHSN, and they're like, why can't I watch the Blackhawks on your channel? I don't understand.
Like, that's not us.
That's not us.
That's not what we're doing.
We do have the CH in common, but it takes a big left turn right there.
It sure does. We will get back to talking about Bears on the field.
And we got to talk about CHSN a little bit later as well.
We promise that we will do both of those things. But in the next segment, let's talk about the quarterback and the wide receiver getting on the same page, having a little fun with each other too. We'll share next here on The Score.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.